Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it is on 1080, the AM signal, 99.5 HD2, or the Odyssey app, or 1080thefan.com. Damn, there's a lot of ways that you can get us.
There is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including stalking us in dark alleys. Wait, what?
Don't do that.
I don't know what has happened to you.
That's how I get my radio content, ladies and gentlemen.
At the, end,
at the end of a knife point.
Hey, yo. All right.
Q&A with Danny. Down on the mean streets of Portland.
So how is your chat with Scoot Henderson on Saturday? Weird segue. Scoot Henderson in town over the weekend for the workouts. Now, we had the Thompson twins come in and do a little duet last week.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, it was Scoot Henderson.
Scoot and only Scoot.
The number two prospect in this draft.
Yes, and he's only working out for two teams, Portland and Charlotte.
Really?
Yes. That's it. And it was a little confusing. I need to get clarification on it, but the way he said it, it sounded like he had already had a workout with Charlotte and he was going back for a second one.
Yeah.
But before diving into this, the interesting thing here is that I continue to hear that Charlotte is a team that could and would likely take Brandon Miller. And even though Mitch Kupchak is a guy who historically has been best talent available, that has not almost ever turned out to be the case in the draft because Michael Jordan has overridden him numerous times.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, that'd be the guy who owns the team.
Yes, super, super useful.
But now he's getting out of the way, right?
He was going to sell his stake in this team, but he has not since done that. I think the lottery popping up number two for him is kind of made them go, I wonder.
Okay.
So, it's very interesting. So just for a point of reference, the 2017 NBA draft, I was told Mitch Kupchak and the Charlotte Hornets staff wanted to take Donovan Mitchell, and Jordan overruled and said Malik Monk.
Yikes.
Yeah. Just for one example. There's others.
Good Lord. Okay.
But from everybody I've heard, Scoot crushed the workout. His athleticism is absolutely off the charts. He's jacked like an NFL linebacker, and he's charismatic as a player you'll ever come across.
Okay. So what really stuck out to you as far as what he had to say about Portland and what the reception was by the organization to him being here?
The entire brain trust sans Jody Allen was in the building. Jody could have been there and she had left before we got there. Burt Cold was in the building. Joe Cronin was in the building. Dwayne Hankins, Sergio Oliva, Mike Schmitz, Andre Patterson, and everybody, the whole training staff, the coaches, Chauncey's there, the assistants, Dame was there. I think Dame has been there for all of the lottery workouts so far. I don't think he's been there for all of the back-end guys.
God, that sounds like a guy who's really disgruntled.
Yeah, right. And
seems perfectly gruntled.
Yeah, right?
He is totally gruntled. Very gruntled.
But Scoot was great personality-wise. You can tell he's ready to be a face of a franchise. Legitimately. Like, he has the media thing down pat. From conversations I've had with people who scout for a living, they've all kind of told me the same thing as it pertains to Scoot, in that he's a guy where it's not just otherworldly talent. He works. Like, yeah. He works. And because I'm calling from Portland, they're like, he's like Dame. He's obsessed. He's a basketball lifer. He's not a guy who is too high on his own supply. Okay. He's not a guy who doesn't know how to work. He knows how to work a lot. Now, does that change when it gets to the NBA? You never know. But I loved one of his answers when he was asked, why should Portland draft you? Or why should a team draft you? And he says, every team should want a guy like me.
Hmm.
And he knew it. He's like, I'm a dog. He goes, I get after it. You're not. He used the 110% line, which, but like, you watch him play, he's a dog. He yeah. gets after it. He does. There is a mentality that comes along with him. The tape backs that up. So, yeah, I don't think the workout blew anybody away in the organization to sway any minds. And that's not to say he didn't have a great workout. I just think that, from what I've been told, really, for the last 6 months in discussions with not only the Blazers but other teams, he's the second-best prospect in the draft, yeah. and he would be number one otherwise. Like,
yeah.
if Victor Wembanyama didn't exist, we would be talking about Scoot in such hyperbole.
Okay, so with that being said, does this team then draft? Because there's no way that if they hold on to this pick and they draft Scoot Henderson, they can stay status quo. Whether that is trade Damian Lillard and get the largest package that you could for him, or it is trading Anthony Simons and getting in, I don't know if that's Ant, Nurk, and 23 to see what you can get in return, but there is the logjam that has always mm-hmm. existed in the Blazers backcourt would continue for exponentially
whole lot of
longer.
Guards. Because there's this whole idea of like, well, God. What if Damon Scoot can play? No, stop. No, they can't play alongside each other. They're both point guards. They are ones through and through. Ugh. They are guys who both need the ball. Dame plays 35 a night. You are not taking a guy in Scoot Henderson, your pride and joy draft pick, and going, park him on the bench. He's playing 6 minutes a night.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. But I also think the Blazers are going to do the most prudent thing. If Scoot is there, they're going to take him and then figure it out.
That just sounds like you're just winging it and going on the fly.
I don't think they're winging it.
You know what? But that's what it sounds like. Because if you draft him, then you cannot trade him until what is it? December?
No, they could until they sign his deal. I mean,
until he signs. Well, so do you have a couple of weeks?
Yeah. Do you remember the Kevin Love trade?
Yeah.
Wiggins and that group wasn't traded to Minnesota until, I want to say, 6 or 7 weeks later. After the draft.
Okay.
So the rights thing can be a little.
But once they sign, you have them.
Till December.
Till December. Yeah. Like mid-December, yeah. and then you're going to have to just sit on it, which that you lose a lot of leverage then.
Sure.
You lose a ton of leverage.
To an extent, yeah. But also, I can't remember the last time I can remember a rookie being traded in their first year. It's a very, very weird spot to be,
yeah.
at least. But the more I look at things, what gets interesting is if Scoot is off the board, if Charlotte takes Scoot.
Yeah.
That's where stuff gets interesting real quick, because you don't know exactly. I know there's about five teams in the NBA that I know of that look at Brandon Miller as a better prospect and a better fit than Scoot. That it's harder to find the 6'8", 6'9", guy with a ratchet who can shoot than it is to find another explosive guard. Like, I mean, you look around the league. How many explosive guards?
There's a lot of them.
A lot of them. So that is a little feather in that cap, so to speak. But if it's three, do the Blazers look at Miller? Do they look at Amen Thompson? Do they look at trade the pick? Like, there's – look, man, I mean, you can go out there. Mike Schmitz's Twitter is right there for everybody. He's never cleaned it up. There's a video of him with the Thompson Twins and him singing the praises of Amen Thompson.
Yeah.
And, again, he's a 6'7" wing with a handle. Playmaking to me is the most valuable skill in the entire NBA.
Well, I mean, then what? That would be so much more frustrating if they just trade back and get Amen for somebody who wants to move up to four, up to three. Do you move down to four or five and hope that he's there? Because it seems like Amen Thompson is number four, and there's no guarantees of what you get there.
No. But like I said, that's what makes three so interesting if Scoot goes.
I'm still on this pick, it needs to be moved.
I am too.
And if they don't move it, then you are in a cluster you know what.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you say that 6 to 7 weeks, that window, mm-hmm. right? That's a lot shorter.
Yeah,
you need to get
yes.
that thing done. If it is, if you're not trading that thing on draft night, then it
you're
is
probably not trading it, let's be honest.
A couple of weeks after, but before you go down to Summer League in, what, mid-July?
Well, you got to remember, 22nd is draft. 8 days later is free agency. Teams
want to
know what's
window.
Going on. Yeah, so, again, if it doesn't happen on draft night, the likelihood of it happening is slim to none. But I would still, today, if the line
before
is,
you lose me.
Is this. Number one, I would bet the over on 1.5 trades, and I would bet the over on 1.5 players being moved.
Yep.
On draft night.
Go with the over.
That I would take the over on both. Even if they take a player at three, I'd still take those odds.
Look, and this is also smoke signal season. This is what happens. This is exactly what happens this time of year, and that needs to be kind of reiterated and kind of punched in everybody's brain. Like, the Blazers are going to hold on to the pick. Look, there's a far more likely scenario that they move that pick and do not use it than they do just keep it and then try to trade Dame later. Smoke signals. You want to pump up the value of three.
And here's the thing. I will say this. If this is the Blazers and their staff doing smoke signals, they are doing a better job of it than Neil ever did. Because they have...
Neil Olshey, you mean?
Yes.
Neil Everett loves to pump up the Blazers.
There you go.
So he does.
He does.
Yeah.
But Joe Cronin right now has the biggest newsbreakers and water carriers and storytellers and all of NBA media right now firmly believing they're going to use that pick.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
Makes me queasy.
It's, like I said, we've got, what, 17 days till the draft?
Stock up on Pepto.
Yep.
Or Tums.
Or BigWillBets.com.
5-0 last night.
I'm dead. How many units?
5 units.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I go one unit every time. I don't go above one unit.
When should we expect Brandon Miller in town? This week?
No. There are not going to be any workouts this week. I would expect that workouts are going to get ramped up intensely after this week.
So you could see Brandon Miller 2 times in 1 week in Portland because in that same week, bring Scoop back. Because, folks, Thursday, 2 weeks out from the draft.
Yeah,
and they're going to shut them down the week of.
I don't think Scoot will get another one unless it comes in secret.
Okay.
Which has happened before.
Yeah.
Not every single workout gets publicized, but I would imagine over the next, not this week, I believe most of Blazers brass is doing other stuff like pro days and things of that nature. But next week there will be a ton of workouts. I believe there'll probably be workouts every single day.
Mm. All right, 503-864-6326. Hey, you know, today is a big day in Blazer history. Do you know what today was in Blazer history? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Odyssey app and 1080, The Fan.
Today is a very special day in Blazers history. We were talking about how they brought in Scoot Henderson for a pre-draft workout. On this very day, June 5, 1977, history was made.
Here we go, the inbound of McGinnis. Drive, stop, pump, shoot, short, no go, and the game is over! The game is over! Well, we couldn't have a post-game show if we tried. Look at that madhouse out there. Lucas and Walden trying to fight through the traffic and go into the locker room. The Portland Trailblazers, at about 2 minutes and 18 seconds past the hour of 2 o'clock, have won the world championship. They are number one. 109 to 107 is the final score, and it's all over.
How about that?
2 o'clock tape delay.
Yeah, that's right. Tape delay.
At about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Bossy!
I love how Sean's is old-timey radio there.
Well, that's the last championship the Portland Trailblazers, well, the only championship the Portland Trailblazers have ever won on this date, June 5, 1977. Which big-time sports program do you think is the closest to winning a championship? You got, like, just locally, you got the Blazers,
mm-hmm.
Oregon football, Oregon State football,
mm-hmm.
the Timbers and the Thorns,
mm-hmm.
right?
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah. Which one's the closest to winning a championship?
Didn't the Thorns just win one?
Mm-hmm.
I think they did.
They've been like incredibly good. Hell, they just beat Olympique Lyon.
That Morgan Weaver goal. Holy cow!
They are a pro team from Europe, from France.
Do you know what NWSL.com is?
What?
It's not the National Women's Soccer League.
Mm.
That's for sure.
They got bought out. Is it the Northwest Soccer League?
No.
What is it?
Northwest Short Line. It's the world's leading supplier for model railroad upgrade and replacement parts.
Shout out to them for squatting on that URL.
Bobby Bacala's favorite.
I can guarantee you they make way more money. Have you been to have you heard model railroad guy talk? Have you ever seen a model railroad convention?
It's a lot of money.
Not it's a
big
lot
Bobby
of money.
Bacala fan, are you?
What?
Not a big Bobby Bacala fan, are you?
No. I don't know.
Sounds like you're yelling at
Sopranos?
Yeah. No
one watched The Sopranos?
No.
Really? I have a reference that you guys don't get because I watched a TV show?
That's right.
I watched it through once, and I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, the Thorns are in first place right now in the NWSL.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they they might be the best women's soccer team on the planet.
All right.
They're really good.
So we
good.
Got that going for us, which is nice.
We're good at soccer. Portland's always
Ownership's
been good
been
at
a
soccer.
Mess.
Well,
yeah.
But Portland's always been good at soccer. Yeah. The Pilots were great.
Mm-hmm.
They won a NCAA title.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Will knows soccer.
Will knows ball.
Will All knows right. ball.
So we go probably the Thorns are one.
Mm-hmm. Timbers probably would have been two.
Well, they've won one recently, too,
they have,
they?
But ownership stuff has been pretty rough.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, so that's probably a bit prohibitive for them.
They're currently 11th.
Yeah, no, they've been in a rough place. But again, I think they were like ninth when they won their first title because they went absolutely bonkers because they have soccer playoffs like they don't anywhere else in the world.
I'm going Thorns 1,
mm-hmm.
Ducks 2, Beavs 3, Timbers 4, Blazers 5.
What?
Oof.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Are we considering...
One team's tanked the last 2 years.
It's fair.
Is it just duck football? Or like are we
duck
adding...
Football.
Yeah, duck football would be... Right.
Okay, because baseball, like they're going on a run. They just got to beat Oral Roberts. They could win one right now.
Yeah, no, it's... I said like the... Yeah.
The big programs.
Big programs.
Whoa.
I'm going Oregon football, Beaver football. Yeah. And then the Timbers and then...
Yeah, you know what? I just got a... thing from somebody, it's a mailer from some gambling company, obviously regionally targeted, but it was funny. It was like, who's your dark horse college football team to win go to the college football playoff? It was the Beavers. And I was I'm getting a mailer for this? I'm like, I can't even gamble on this in this state. Why am I getting a mailer to gamble on college football in the state?
But you can go to a casino. You can bad boy in there.
The mailer wasn't from, it was from a gambling company and not a casino. That was the interesting part about it.
I've seen that too popping up. I think I saw that was like a Pro Football Focus deal.
Oh, yeah. They probably got the mailer and got it too. And
right. They put it on Twitter. Oregon State's a big favorite for being a dark horse this year.
Any team that gets a 10-win team and then adds a 5-star quarterback.
Well, and returns their entire offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their entire coaching staff. Yeah. I mean, like, it's pretty easy to like, you could talk yourself into them being, if things went right.
Could be a special year.
And
you could TC yourself into that college football
playoff. Well, I was meaning more like...
But to win a championship, though, you have got to be... They do lack the depth and top-line talent. They absolutely do.
And that's the thing. That's what makes me want to drop not even Oregon State, but Oregon as well, because nobody has shown that they can run with Bama-Georgia. And I think if
you just hope someone gets hurt.
That's the thing is, I think if you're talking about Portland, I think I would still put Portland above them, even though they're in a worse position right now.
There are two Portland teams. The Blazers?
The Trailblazers.
Okay.
You put the Trailblazers above the Ducks and the Beavers?
And this is why. It takes...
Because you're delusional.
No. What does it take to do it in football?
You got to get through USC?
Well, not just but yes, but in basketball, one guy. One guy can change all the fortunes. And as difficult as that one guy is, it's still only one person. In football, it's multiple dudes.
Unless you're Cam Newton and Nick Fairley.
Yeah, those two dudes.
Yeah, well,
they were
still
really good.
But those two guys.
And Michael Dyer.
Was down.
No.
But this is the problem with the Blazers. Is they've had that one guy. And they still not close. They are a lot further away than just that one guy.
They're not, though, in the sense of any team is only one guy away if you get a Giannis or a guy.
Okay,
like
but I'm talking about today, right now, they're not closer.
But I'm using this as an exercise. And this isn't to like, same thing about basketball in general. If you have that dude, it's easier. So I would put the pathway being easier than college football.
Yes, and I think that is a different conversation than as of right now, the way it
But
stands,
who's better positioned right now? Yeah. Certainly Oregon State. It's not even close.
Thorns, and then it's Ducks. I mean, if you look at the Ducks, you return all of your key skill player
You added players. A lot of depth in the skill positions, too, through the transfer portal, where you got it's not just Bucky and Noel Whittington that you got back and Bo Nix. But
Franklin is back.
You got Franklin on the outside. But
Holden?
Treshawn Holden, mm-hmm. Tez Johnson, he's going to be a dude for Oregon. And then Terrence Ferguson at tight end. They're good. The offensive line,
You have to replace. Losing Forsythe is bad. Like, that's tough. Your star center, that's going to be a tough replacement. But defensively, it looks like you're going to be a lot better. And
their
Lanning
defense looks a lot bigger and faster.
Lanning knows how to coach against SEC and Big Ten offenses. Like you got to get there. But if you get there, it could get scary.
Yeah, getting there is a hard part though, because Pac-12 is going to be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And It better get more respect this year. It won't, but it better get more respect because it's deserving so. Quarterback play is going to be through the roof. A lot of programs have been building depth and building towards this direction and of competitiveness, not just top end. USC and Washington and Oregon are all going to be really damn good. So is Oregon State.
Mm-hmm. So is Utah.
Offensively. Utah gets Cam Rising back and is the two-time defending conference champs, if anybody's been paying attention. Like, they're going to be really good.
Their secondary is going to be ends. They sent one of their freak tight ends to the NFL. They kept the other one.
The one that was a first-round draft pick wasn't the best one. The best one's coming back because he got hurt. Yeah, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
Their secondary is going to be a question, though. I will be fascinated to see what their back seven looks like. But then again, it's Kyle Whittingham, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be
WSU.
Gonna be good.
I think they'll take a step forward. Now, I don't think they're a legit title contender in the Pac-12, but you get your quarterback back, you get your head coach back.
It could go into the side of the mountain, though, because with Washington State, the
talent gap.
Cameron Ward, if you look at his front half of the season versus his second half, when teams adjusted with Eric Morris now going to North Texas, the offensive coordinator that he was at with Internet Word with is now gone. And if you look at the front half of the year to the back half of the year for Cam Ward, he went from, I think he had more games under 200 yards passing than he did over 200 yards passing in the final month and a half of the season from November on.
19, 20, something like that.
What's that?
He was young. He's 19, 20. You got to expect him to take that next step forward, though. I
sure,
agree.
Sure, you could say.
Hey, look, always look at the world glass half full.
That is. That's right.
Especially
that's right.
With the team staying in the conference.
Yeah. If you look from November on, he threw for 176, 219, 193. He got 322 against the Huskies.
Huskies are not good at defense.
And then 137 yards passing.
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, the numbers took a big step backwards, and that isn't necessarily with your schedule getting harder, because in that mix was Stanford, Arizona State.
Yeah, not great defenses, but he could still take that step forward. You never know, and then SC's always going to be in the conversation when you have the Heisman winner.
Well, for one year.
Riley. Yeah, one more year. One more year until you become really evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love to see it.
All right.
Have fun at Rutgers. Oof.
Bet your tickets will be cheaper, though.
Yeah, I bet. In Piscataway, New Jersey.
What do you think's cheaper, driving to Eugene and paying for a ticket or flying to New Jersey and paying for a ticket against Rutgers?
Getting cable.
Yeah.
One might be the most expensive.
I wouldn't know.
I'll be down there for SC Oregon this year.
Let's see.
As you should. It'll be a fun game.
Going down to enemy territory.
It's really endearing yourself to the local market here. $278 to fly from Portland to Newark.
That's it.
There's got to be.
That's crazy.
If you really wanted to, you could probably fly into, I don't know, like JFK or something over there and then just drive over. There's like 1,000 airports.
Yes.
In that area. It's like,
that's why I went Newark.
Yeah.
I went Newark.
Newark might actually even be the closest.
New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's the airport talk.
Sweet.
All right. So you think the Blazers are right behind the Thorns as the closest to win a title?
Just because it's easier for them to close that gap than it is in basketball than it is in football.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that little bit of delusion that you have there.
Just saying.
Yeah.
On a technicality, they're in front.
I think they're fifth.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that from where they stand.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. We're all just beat down a little bit. I liked your optimism.
It's not even just optimism. It's just basketball. You can shape the entire landscape differently with basketball than you can with football.
Yeah. And on that note, maybe this guy is onto something. Our worst day on the web goes to somebody whose optimism is crazy high right now. Or he's just delusional.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for today's Worst Day on the Web with Danny and Dusty.
Now, son of a...
Worst Day on the Web is brought to you by the Comcast Rise Program, providing cash grants, marketing support, and technology for small businesses in Portland.
What'd you do?
Look at that, a new show sponsor here. Thanks to our friends at Comcast Rise. All right, our worst day on the web today has got to go to the one and only Kyrie Irving, because this man finds a way to stay in the news and then get mad at everybody who puts him in the news, despite the fact he leaks things to the news. Goodness gracious. Mm. The newest iteration is Kyrie Irving has been leaking out to reporters that he hopes and wishes that the Mavericks explore acquiring LeBron James to pair with him and Luka Doncic in Dallas.
I mean, I'd like for my wife to reach out to Margot Robbie for a three-way, yeah. But, like, what are we doing here?
I think, like, this is the most ridiculous thing because LeBron could say, I would love for the Lakers to explore a trade that brings Nikola Jokic and Jimmy Butler to L.A.
Yes.
You can say all of these things all you want.
Sure.
Does he not know?
Whatever the answer is, it's going to be no.
What, yeah. Does he not know how restrictive the new collective bargaining agreement is made for this specific reason? So lunatics like Kyrie can't just go, hey, I want to play with him. Let's make another super team, LeBron.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get that unless it's him taking a giant pay cut. And if there's anything that we've seen, it's that Kyrie Irving is not willing to take a pay cut. Yeah.
If he wants to play with LeBron James,
go on a vet minimum to the Lakers.
That's right, because he's a free agent. But here's the thing about Kyrie Irving, and this is why Kyrie just never gets it. Never gets it. And I don't believe he ever will. He's talking so much right now about his maturity and how he's matured. And if things were the way he was now when he was playing with LeBron in Cleveland, man, they would have won multiple championships in Cleveland. Kyrie doesn't understand, one, the CBA, and there is a hard cap now.
Yes.
And it is punitive for owners.
Well, it's not actually a hard cap. They just made it so it's every attribute of a hard cap without actually calling it a hard cap.
That's right. Also, there are really, you mentioned it, one of the options is Kyrie plays for the league minimum and they trade.
Yeah, you know what? MLE even.
But here's the thing about this that just makes it so much more ridiculous for Kyrie to even put this out into existence. Mm-hmm. The Lakers would have to do one of two things. One, they would have to buy out LeBron James and agree to a buyout of the final year of his deal, which is just a hair. I think it's like $46.5 million for this year. And just take it in the shorts and say, you know what, LeBron? Thanks for the title in the bubble. We're good now. We're going to wipe our hands clean of this. And, oh, by the way, we're not going to be able to have that max salary slot on our roster because you're gone for nothing.
See you later, bye.
Okay? That seems like something that's really going to happen. Mm. And then LeBron would have to go, I'm going to go to Dallas on a one-year deal and not get a max salary because they can't afford to keep me. Because Kyrie's going to get paid his max, which
and Luka's already been paid.
Luka's been paid, and then Kyrie's a free agent, and he can get $272,
yeah,
I believe, in Dallas. And he's not going to want to take a pay cut because he's Kyrie Irving. He's made it very clear that he wants to go back to Dallas because they can pay him the most money. Or the other thing the Lakers would have to do is say, you know what, we'll trade LeBron James to Dallas, and we are not going to get Luka Doncic or Kyrie Irving in return, which... They don't have any other assets that are appealing to trade for.
Can I get just you and Adavis Bertans, lightly used?
Yeah. For $46.5 million, it'd be what? Adavis Bertans.
Tim Hardaway Jr., the number 10 pick, and whatever else, salary filler.
So you're bringing in a guy to be a backup. You're Tim Hardaway Jr. and the 10th overall pick, huh?
Yeah.
This makes zero sense. Mm. And you know what infuriates me even more? And this is why it's the worst day on the web for me. People take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, they were talking about it online, like, oh, well, this is going to be... There's serious journalists were, like, talking about how this could happen. It won't happen. Can't happen.
Well, now, here's the thing. For all of the, well, LeBron has so much power, the Lakers don't care about LeBron James' legacy. What about that hasn't been apparent in what moves they have and haven't made?
Yeah. I mean, this could be the offseason where Laker fans turn on LeBron, but this would be the ultimate heel turn because the Lakers do not, like most franchises, you win a title for that city, they'll be like, hey, you know, you don't want to be here. We'll do what you want to do. Thank you so much for bringing a title. Lakers don't care about that. No. They're pissed they aren't winning more.
Yes. That's the thing. And he's not homegrown. Same thing with Anthony Davis. Magic, Kareem, those guys, Kobe. Hell, even Shaq. They're more homegrown because they spent more years there.
Yeah.
And so that part of it, you know, made them more a part of the fabric, more a part of the culture. Like, LeBron's more mercenary to them. And they don't love him like that. And so this whole idea of like, oh, they do right by him. No, they wouldn't.
Has he given an inkling that he does not want to be there?
A little bit. More a couple
the
times.
The retirement thing?
Not just that. Even at the deadline, I had heard that there was rumors about his foot being so bad that he was just going to shut it down. And they were using that as leverage to get
the deals done. To get them to do something.
That they eventually got done.
And they did. To their credit, they did.
They didn't go all in, but they did put their toes in the water.
Oh, man.
And that's kind of the deal. It's like, does LeBron look at that? And that's, I look at it less about LeBron retiring and more about his, like, I have a lot to think about is, like, do I want to put up with the Lakers anymore? And do the Lakers want to put up with me anymore?
Yeah. So, you know what I would do? Go put up with Kyrie Irving. Goodness gracious.
Yeesh.
That may be more of an indictment on... I hate the Lakers. That may be more of an indictment on the Lakers organization than anything else in the world, is if he's like, I want out of here so badly, I'd rather go play with Kyrie again.
I don't even think there's a world that exists that he wants to play with Kyrie. I just think he looks at that and, like, he works with me. You know what I mean? Like... Yeah. The AD thing is kind of wonky. Yeah.
Why does anyone want to play with Kyrie, though?
Because he was supremely talented, but he has lost the step. He is getting older. He can't stay healthy. He's playing like 55, 60 games a year.
He can't stay out of the news.
No.
Ever. He's a headache. I don't even understand why Cuban put up the money and
desperation because they're worried about Luka wanting to leave.
Everything that you just said about LeBron, that was Luka. With Dallas.
Yes.
See, but that's the thing. I understand that. Can't you go get someone of a skill level that fits more with Luka?
I would argue that Kyrie does fit skill-wise.
I think
so, too. Ball dominance?
Think about Kyrie's best years. It's with LeBron with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
His best days are behind him, though.
But, and again, when you're talking about a heliocentric guy who can play off of that, Kyrie has quite literally done it on a championship level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, is like, in the sense of like, oh, I don't really see it. I'm like, I see it from a basketball standpoint if everything's optimized, but from a personality standpoint, and like, LeBron has his issues, but LeBron is about as stable and steady as it goes. Luka's in the same shape as I am. Like, that's a real question. Like, does he really care and want to be the guy?
That will drive LeBron crazy.
Yes. I mean, you...
Crazy.
Put that put otherworldly talent and maybe not quite the same work ethic and absolutely bat-ass drug-fueled insanity of... Kyrie Irving is a walking ayahuasca trip.
Do you think that relationship with Kyrie makes me wonder, like, if LeBron... If, like, there's a little bit more to LeBron that we don't know. Like,
LeBron's actually an Ashland dude.
When his career ends, like, he's going to say some wild stuff.
Just going into darkness retreats.
Whoa, where did this come from? But it's all just to keep the image tidy.
I mean, he did a great job of it.
Yeah, he has.
Turns out he's a tinfoil truther on, like, every single level.
I mean, because some of his best friends in the league they got done, or Kyrie still playing. They get out of the league, J.R. Smith. Like, J.R. Smith was wackadoodles. Now he's one of the best golfers at North Carolina's A&T Central or whatever it is. I don't know.
Still wackadoodles.
Yeah. But it's like, what if LeBron?
I mean, his old teammate slept with his mom, and now he's homeless and running around the streets of Dallas. Like,
yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, there's a lot there, man. Yeah. There's a lot. When like, you really go into it, there's a lot to unpack there.
Well, and that's why this is the worst day on the web. It's brought to you by Comcast Rise Program. You know who's having a great day on the web? Small business owners in Portland. Go to the Odyssey app or 1080thefan.com, and you can hear my interview with Dave Mandipat to learn more about how Portland is a grant city for the Comcast Rise Program that provides cash grants, marketing support, and technology for small businesses. Again, it's right there in the Odyssey app or at 1080thefan.com. Portland is one of a few select cities across the country where they're giving cash grants, and it's an incredible opportunity if you are a small business owner. So the Comcast Rise program, bringing you the worst day on the web. This is 1080 The Fan. Not good for the Biebs right now. Not a good day for the Biebs. Every time I look up, LSU has more runs. It's now 12-4 in the top of the eighth inning.
They're getting bludgeoned. Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. And that sucks because it's been a really fun regional weekend. We've had a lot of rain delays and stuff like that.
No way. In the South in the summer? Who's seeing that coming?
Oh, my gosh. No way. But the Ducks are past. You got a lot of upsets. You've already have... What, five guaranteed series where the regional host will not be moving on. And that this comes on the heels of there have been a lot of criticisms of the NCAAs and their selection process because I don't know if you looked at the map of, and it's like glaring when you look at a map overlay of it, of where all the host sites are. The RPI, it heavily favors the teams in the Southeast, and they're all saying this is broken. Stanford is the only team that's not in Indiana State. There's two. Stanford and Indiana State are the only teams that are not in the Southeast portion of the country hosting a regional.
Hmm.
It was a massive issue. In Oregon, they punched their ticket to Super Regionals by knocking off Vanderbilt and Xavier.
Is part of the RPI is that your family tree is a straight line?
Maybe. Wow, that seems like a... unnecessary shot that
is it?
Will count.
Is it unnecessary?
That counts.
To be fair, SEC and the ACC seem to care the most. Like when you look at
that is true.
Their baseball stadiums and fan output and the fact that they're willing to rig games where no one else even knows that we can bet on college baseball games here.
That is true. By the way, Alabama did
it. It just means more.
It seems to just mean more down there, you know? Some things are bigger than sports.
That's right. Some things are just bigger than sports. But there have been a lot of upsets in, like, Southern Miss and Penn, because everybody knows that baseball powerhouse Penn of the Ivy League. One of them will advance. And then you have Oregon and Oral Roberts, which I think they're going to meet up in Eugene this week. They advance. But it's just been it's been crazy. You mentioned this on Friday when we were watching these games. A lot of guys are getting beamed.
We've seen, I think, six guys get hit in this game.
And I don't know if it's like teams from the north, like Oregon State. You go down, you're in the humidity, and the ball just gets a little loose. But we have seen so many guys just getting plunked in just wild baseball. It's been fun. But there was one thing I don't think anybody really took note of or saw or cared about. Indiana plays Kentucky today for a chance to move on to the Supers.
Great basketball matchup.
Well, it is.
Great basketball matchup.
Yeah, too bad this is baseball. And Indiana had their starting second baseman suspended. He was ejected from one game and then suspended for the next because this is the NCAA is full of dumb rules. This is very dumb. Because he had... a teammate hit a home run, and as the teammate was entering the dugout, he stepped out of the dugout and put a necklace onto the player, like, you know, a home run chain.
Think of the children.
Like the Mariners had the trident.
Oh, you mean playing a kid's game and having fun doing it?
How dare you?
That is an ejection, and you're suspended for the next game.
Seems fair.
Okay? Here is where... baseball gods smiled down on Indiana because the play-by-play of the next day's game, this guy Evan Goforth is his name. They set it up. It's been a long time since this guy played.
Mm-hmm.
And this was his first at-bat.
It's his first start since March 14th. That game was actually right here at Kentucky. Goforth lifts this one to center. Gray going back at the wall. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's a home run. Whoa, off the glove of Gray, and Evan Goforth has a home run.
We have a Jose Canseco moment.
Very often.
How about that? Dude has it. First home run since March. First time he started a game since March.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in because his stupid teammate got ejected for something dumb and gets suspended for the next game.
Mm-hmm.
They end up beating Kentucky in that game.
Going yard.
And he goes yard, and it bounced off the glove of the center fielder and out of the ballpark.
There's been a couple of weird trends.
Baseball karma.
I
love baseball karma.
In this College World Series, one is the batters getting hit. Iowa hit 10 guys in a game.
What?
Which is just bonkers. They had more hit batsmen than total offensive touchdowns than their football team this year.
Love it.
Just insane. The other thing has been, and it's been, I've seen it from multiple fan bases across the board and multiple writers, how crappy the umpiring has been.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think that's also leading to some of the inexplicable turn of events in some of these games. So you're getting bad seeding, multiple wild pitches all over the place, and umpires with zero consistency, and you're just getting a lot of volatility in these games.
Wonderly.
Which makes it significantly more interesting.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
Maybe a team like Oregon gets hot at the right time, and they just run to the finish line.
Yep. They are odds-on favorites now to go to Omaha because they're hosting Oral Roberts.
Four seed.
By the way, when I was a kid, confession time,
okay.
Thought Oral Roberts was a dental school.
It probably should be. That's fair.
And they have a big dentistry program?
No, they're called Oral. Oral
It's
Roberts.
A very religious school.
I know, but like...
I understand that.
Okay. I just want to make sure...
I understand Oral equals mouth.
I just want to make sure you're dentistry. Picking up what I was putting down.
No, I'm very much aware. I understand.
That is such a...
You're like...
Drop, I'm not going to repeat.
You're a big dentist guy. What?
No, it's okay.
I don't get it.
You guys just keep going. Okay, coming up next hour, we've got... I got Vegas news.
Mm.
You want Vegas news?
Yeah.
I got Vegas news.
Because
The worst owner in sports may be out.
Whee!
Yep, I like that. But where we start, hour number three, and we got NBA finals as well. What's all this hubbub that the Wall Street Journal's kicking up dust about? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.